Yeah, you close your eyes and you think you're listening to the Canton Spiritual. I'm telling you.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. Let's talk about some more songs on the project. The song Magnify. Tell us about Magnify.
Well, Magnify was a song that a young man that goes to our church, Word of Faith, in Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Fred Coxfield. He actually wrote the track, and I really liked the track because of its jazzy overtones. So our feat was to find someone that could sing, you know, with that jazzy style, but still, you know, deliver the gospel. And we finally found that in a gentleman by the name of Darius Polk. And at the video shoot that we had on June 11th, we had the opportunity to do that song live as well as a song for you. And, I mean, we just put it on the Internet a couple of days ago, and it's already over 100 hits to it, you know. So I think people are really, really, you know, liking that song, you know.
You mentioned a song for you. That's a pretty song. Tell us about a song for you.
Yeah, a song for you is a song that I wrote the words to, and a gentleman that plays with Tri-City by the name of Reggie Graves, which is an excellent guitar player. He's a good friend of mine. He came up with the guitar melody to it. And I think when he was on the road and was in the city of Atlanta, he came by the house, and I told him about the project and what I was doing and the idea of a particular song that I had. I had the words laid out, and I didn't have them in any particular order or anything. And a young lady by the name of Sly, she actually started to sing the song, and we decided to go with another vocalist. However, we kept her arrangement of it. So a lot of ingredients, you know, and culmination of things went into making a song for you. And right at the time that we finished it, a young lady that by the name of Renee James that sang on our praise team at Word of Faith, she passed. And we dedicated the song in remembrance to her because, number one, she loved the Lord, and she had a very bright, outgoing spirit. And she fellowshipped with my wife and I on a few occasions and was an excellent cook. And, you know, we dedicated that song in her remembrance.
Beautiful song.
Well, that song is very special to us on the project.
I can imagine. The Lord's Prayer.
Tell us about the Lord's Prayer. That speaks for itself, right?
Okay. Oh, yes.
The Lord's Prayer. Basically, the Lord's Prayer showcases a little bit of my, you know, guitar skills, because this song was done in a guitar melody, really like a chordal melody. As you pick out melodies like on the piano or, you know, single notes, well, all of this is, you know, composed in a chordal fashion, which is how jazz players, you know, play solos and things like that. They do it in single note form, or they do it, you know, chordally, you know, because you can play a whole song on the guitar just like the piano, of course. You won't have the fullness, but you have the uniqueness of the fact that you have only six strings, you know, making, you know, those melodious sounds, you know, for the Lord.
Let me ask your dad this, Marshall, Wait on the Lord. Tell us about Wait on the Lord. Did you enjoy doing that song?
I really enjoyed doing Wait on the Lord because, number one, that's what we all should do. Wait on the Lord. You know, a lot of us, maybe we try sometime to go in front of the Lord, and we don't have patience enough to wait. And when I sing this song, it really does something to me, because I have experienced in the past, people get so carried away and certain things that they want to do, and they ask God to do it for them, But still, we don't have the patience enough to wait. And when I say wait, I'm very seriously about that song when of the words, because what it's saying, wait patiently on God, because he's number one. God always say, you know, if you make one step, I'll make two. You know, so we have to think about that. And that means that when you make that first step, you have to wait on God to make that second step.
Another song, Softly and Tenderly. How about that?
Softly and Tenderly is another one of the songs that I sang. It was a little changes in that song, you know, but I like that song because that song plays a lot of part in your heart, mm-hmm. Softly and Tenderly. And it comes down, it's time to come to the altar, you know, and if you heard that song through and through, that what it really means. Come down to the altar and pray softly and tenderly. Because Jesus is calling. He's calling each and every one of us every day. And we have to wait for his calling.
Finally, as we wrap things up, it's the Father and Son Bonding Project, Dwayne McMillian. Again, how would you attract these fathers to your project, and why should a father and son listen to this project?
Well, a father and son should listen to this project, number one, for inspiration, for encouragement, for motivation to, you know, bond with their fathers, and also their sons, the fathers bonding with the sons, and the sons bonding with the fathers. It's very important, because as I look around, I see a lot of young kids, they're really lost, you know, the way they handle themselves, the way they wear their clothes. I mean, you know, to me, it's just sad that they don't know from which, you know, we come from great, rich kings and queens, you know. And I think you have to know where you come from in order to know and have a direction that's definitive of where you're going. You know, so this project is really important to me, and I think this is the birth of a baby that will never die. It will live on forever and ever because it is so needed at this day and time in our society for fathers to get with their sons. And not only that, to fathers to be leaders of their household and their family, you know, like my dad was. He never left us, he never wanted for anything. I mean, he would always provide, you know. I mean, he didn't spare the rod, you know. He was a man's man, you know what I mean? But, you know, you got men today walking around that are just, they're just lost. And, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason, you know, I think, you know, I mean, if we could capture them and minister to them in a way that will, you know, reach their hearts and souls. And, you know, that's why music being the universal language that it is, it reaches the heart and soul of the matter, you know. So, I mean, I would even like to have conferences where just father and son, you know, come together. I mean, I see so many different dimensions of this project emanating from just a CD and from a message.
And that would definitely be great, because it seems like you and your father have that great bonding and so many fathers and sons are missing what you guys have.
Right.
And we appreciate what you guys are doing on music and what's going to happen in the future. And we'd like to thank our guest, Dwayne McMillian, his father, Marshall. The project's called Father and Son Bonding Project. And now, where can you pick it up?
Well, currently we have a Barnes and Nobles here in Atlanta. They're selling our CDs right here on Cobb Parkway, and also the CDs can be purchased online on our website, which is titled www.fathersonbonding.com, and there's a link where it says buy. And click on that link, and it ships within 24 hours.
Well, gentlemen, it has been a pleasure, and we speak life that a lot of fathers and sons will come together because of you and your project and your faithfulness to the Lord.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having us.
You're okay. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Father, and God bless.
God bless you. It's the Father and Son Bonding Project, Dwayne McMillian on Star 94.1.